Nation, StephAnnouncer.com.
Minutes now before 11 o'clock. Jack has dropped off the 11 o'clock reading, 36 degrees. We picked up 1 degree in the last hour. How's that, Mr. Warmth? New radar shows an area of snow flurries extends from the eastern end of Lake Erie in the southeast corner of the Niagara Peninsula in Ontario over Erie, southeast Niagara, Wyoming, Genesee, Monroe, northern Livingston counties to Wayne County. There appears to be little significant movement of the snow flurry area, though it has spread appreciably in the past hour. That's the latest from radar. This is the latest from Billy Preston in the background now, 2:30 before 11. If you're looking ahead, we have the Western New York extended outlook for the period of Sunday through Tuesday. Chance of a few snow flurries Sunday with a high 30 to 35. Partly cloudy Monday and a chance of snow flurries Tuesday. Lows in the teens. So those snow guns can be turned on whether Mother Nature gives it to us or not. Highs in the mid and upper 20s. So the start of the week looks like it's going to be okay. Jack Ogilvy standing by with the news on the Ken Phillips Show here on 930 Radio, WBEN in Buffalo. In the next hour, we'll hear from Frank Sinatra and Elvis and Helen Reddy and Andy Williams, Jim Croce. Melchor may even pay us a visit. Okay? Dick Reifenberg, who can, he'll be back with you come New Year's Day. News. I'm Jack Ogilvy. A Buffalo City Court judge has denied bail for an East Side man arrested early today in connection with the brutal strangulation of an Amherst teenage girl. The suspect was taken into custody by homicide detectives following an intensive investigation in which more than 60 persons were questioned. According to Detective Sergeant Edwin Gorski,
the investigation led to Morris Stevens, 25 years old, and he was arrested at 3:30 a.m. this morning at his wife's house at 28 Street, Florida, and he was charged with murder in connection with the death of Sophia.
The body of the 17-year-old Amherst girl was discovered in a parking lot some 150 yards from a Hurdle Avenue tavern where she is said to have met Stevens Christmas night. Stevens was arraigned before City Court Judge John Honan this morning and remanded to the Erie County Holding Facility, pending a preliminary hearing scheduled for January 14th.